Lord, we're on a journey with the Lord in this life.
我们感谢主，我们在今世，我们是在这个主同行的一个旅程上面。
And the Lord wants to teach us how we can walk and follow Him.
主要教导我们，我们如何行走，能够跟随我们的主。
And as we have this time of open sharing, we have a chance to share with one another about our walks with the Lord and to glorify the Lord.
我们再一次有这样聚集在一起，自由分享的时间，我们能够互相交通，我们如何与主来同行，我们如何来荣耀我们的主。
But even as we listen to our brothers and sisters, we really are listening for the Lord to speak to us.
当我们来听弟兄姐妹的分享的时候，我们是要来听，同时也听主来教导我们。
So let this be our prayer, even for this hour, that we're saying to the Lord, teach me, show me your way.
但愿这是我们的祷告，在这个第二段时间，我们能够求主能够指示，向我们指示他的路。
So let us pray to commit this time to the Lord.
我们一起祷告，把这段时间交在主的手里。And
Father, that is our prayer, that you would teach us your way.
这是我们的祷告，主，你能够指示我们你的路。
Lord, we give this time to you and pray for your Holy Spirit to direct us.
我们把这段时间交在你手里，能够你的圣上的灵来领导我们这段时间。
Lord, as we testify to your goodness, we pray you be glorified.
当我们见证你的这个美善美好的时候，但愿你能得到你的荣耀。
And all of us will learn from you through our brothers and sisters in this hour.
借着我们弟兄姊妹这段时间，我们能够从你来学习。
We pray for your direction and trust this time to you.
我们求你来引导我们，把这段时间恭敬交在你手里。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉这个宝贵主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Also, reminders of our guidelines. As always, we'd like to keep our sharing to 10 minutes or less.
我们有个提醒，就是跟以往一样，我们希望我们的交通能够限制在10分钟以内。
And if we go over 10 minutes, then really try to stop at 15.
如果你需要多点时间的话，不要超过15分。
So it's my turn today to hold up the sign.
今天你轮到我，我能够来提醒你。
And also today we announced 2 weeks ago that we asked that if brothers and sisters already felt led to share something today to let us know ahead of time.
两周前我们有就提醒弟兄姊妹，希望这一次我们能够尝试，如果弟兄姊妹有需要交通的话，能够跟事前跟我们这个弟兄们有交通。
So the time is, we are going to open it up for brothers and sisters, but today we actually have 4 people who have already expressed that they're going to share. So we're going to let those 4 go first.
有4位弟兄姊妹，他们已经说，就是说跟我们事先讲过说他们要交通，所以我们事先让这4位弟兄姊妹来交通。
And so we will, we're going to let Priscilla start because she's going to cheat. She's supposed to be teaching upstairs right now, so we'll let her go first, and then she can go back to her class where she belongs.
Priscilla姊妹她今天要上主日学，但是因为我们就先让Priscilla姊妹先来交通。
Okay. Well, good morning.
大家早上好.
Murray started on the note that I wanted to start.
Murray弟兄开始的时候说的话也是我想说的话.
Indeed, we are learning in the school of Christ.
我们都在基督的学校里学习.
And along that journey, the Lord uses brothers and sisters, Sunday school teachers.
在这个,
go ahead.
在这个过程中, 我们的主会用大家弟兄姐妹或者是主日学的老师。
So people, but also he uses conferences.
他用人或者是用特会。
Gospel meetings.
或者是福音聚会。
All in service of teaching us his ways.
这所有的一切他都可以拿来来教导我们。
So, my main thought today is the blessings of those who come alongside you to help you.
今天我想分享的主题是来到我们身边与我们一同同行的祝福是多么美好。
And recently, I was reminded of one such blessing.
最近我有学到一个这样的功课。
Each generation has its particular challenge.
好像每一代人他们都有他那一代人要面对的事。
And because it's new and different, we need the Lord to lead and guide us into his way to live.
因为每一代都是不一样的，所以我们每一代人都需要主的带领。
In James 1 verse 5, it says, If anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
在雅各书第一章第五节，他说，你们中若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神。主就必赐给他。
Did you read to the end of the verse?
Sorry, yes, I did.
Very good. Who gives generously without finding fault? This is especially true, especially in the matter of raising children.
这对我来说是特别真实的，特别是在教导小孩子身上。
When that child comes into our lives, we've never had one before.
当我们有我们第一个孩子的时候，我们从来没有教养过小孩。
And as they grow, there's a new stage and a new problem and a new challenge.
当他们长大的时候，每一个时间段他们都有不同的事情。
So there's tears and prayers and fasting and the whole bit.
所以大家这里面都有我们的泪水，有我们的祷告，有我们可能也有可能进食。
But it's wonderful to find ourselves in the body of Christ.
但是当我们看到我们在主的身体里的时候是何等的美好。
With those who come alongside.
特别是那些跟我们一同同行的弟兄姐妹。
So recently I was reminded of a message our brother Dana shared in 2017 at the Youth Weekend Conference here in Flushing.
我最近看到了我们Dana 弟兄在2017年在我们这里年轻人特会分享的一个信息。
Many of our youth leaders, our current youth leaders, were present at that.
在那个时候，我们现在很多在年轻人组的小组负责带领的弟兄姐妹都有在这个特会上。
He shared Dana's five commands from Mount Flushing.
他 Dana 那时候跟我们分享了在法拉盛山上面的五大规条。
Now in 2017, my son was 10 years old.
那个时候我的儿子是十岁。
So he wasn't participating in the conference, but my husband and I were present and we heard this message.
那个时候我的儿子。
Oh.Okay, sorry. Just a moment. I have to.
那个时候我的儿子还小，但是我当时我跟我丈夫都有参加那一次的特会。
Now am I sharing?
I think it's the projection. It's not sharing.
No, it's sharing. I hadn't shared.
I think. Now it's coming. Now is it?
Did I do something wrong?
No, you got it. It's just delay.
Okay. All right. So where was I? Okay.So my son wasn't old enough to be part of the conference, but my husband and I heard the message. And let me see here. So the first one, let me see. So five commands from Mount Flushing.
So, 法拉盛山的五戒.
So here's his first command.
第一戒是
Okay. In the AM, thou shalt have no other smartphones before my face.
第一点就是早上起来的时候，你面前不能有任何除我脸以外的手机。
Devos cometh before iPhone.
成根要在手机之前。
Very, again, this is a challenge for our generation.
对于我们这一代人是一个非常
I'm not going to say for them, I'm going to say for me too.
对我们这代人说是个非常大的挑战，不仅是小孩子，
我自己 You flip that phone over to see what time it is. Oh, someone sent me a text.
你早上起来第一件事情看拿手机看几点钟，然后就看到有人发信息，就开始滑。
Our children as well as we need analog clock.
我们的小孩也是，同样也是我们需要一个时钟。
When they go to the summer youth conference, they cannot have cell phones. They are told to bring a paper Bible and analog clocks.
就像是在他们小孩子去暑假的特会的时候，他们说一定要带纸的圣经和一个时钟。
Cell phones make great servants, but they are ruthless masters.
我们的手机是一个很有用的一个工具，但是同时它也会把我们抓住。
And if you think, well, my child is very young, he's not old enough to have his own devos. Well, it's a good time for you to practice having devotions with them in the morning so that when they get to that age of having their own, they have the habit.
如果你想你的小孩子现在太小，他们可能不能自己成根，那这个时候可能就是很好的，你跟他一起练习如何成根。
You know, I love the way the Lord has organized our environment here in this universe.
我很喜欢主怎么把我们的环境这样设计。
Lamentations 3:2 says, "Morning by morning, new mercies I see."
在耶利米哀歌第三章第二节说，每天早上我们的的恩典都是新鲜的。
There's always an opportunity for a fresh start.
每天早上都是一个新的开始。
It's a new morning, it's a new week, it's a new month, it's a new year.
可以是新的一天，新的一周，或者是新的一个月，或者是新的一年。
Did I not do so well yesterday? Well, today's a brand new day.
可能昨天我做的不是很好，但是今天又是一个崭新的一天。
Did I not complete my Bible, reading through the Bible last year?
我可能去年没有读完我的一整年的圣经。
But I made it 2/3 of the way through. I should be encouraged.
但是我读过了
It's a new year. I can start again.
我应该是被激励，然后想今年我得要读完它。
Let's see here. And do we even have a Bible reading plan? Our brother asked.
当时我们的弟兄问我们有没有一个读圣经的计划。
Indeed, he shared that the man gas in Manhattan, the congregation there, they read through the Bible together.
他说当时在曼哈顿聚会的弟兄姐妹，他们一同读一整年读圣经。
And yes, no Bible reading on the cell phone. It's on paper.
他们不是。用手机来看圣经，是用纸张的圣经来看圣经。
Okay, let's see here. There are 5 commands, so let's look at the next one.
第二节。
Thou shalt live today under the command of 1 John. If 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第二节说，我们今天应当在约翰一书一章九节而活。一章九节读的是，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Have we failed?
我们有失败吗？
Repentance should be our course of action.
认罪应该是我们的第一做的事情。
Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. I'm sorry, Acts 3:19 encourages us. The road to recovery starts with repentance.
所以他当时我们的弟兄用使徒行传第三章第二节来激励我们说十九节 sorry 你们应当悔改归正使你们的罪得以涂抹这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
Remember, our brother said this to our youth.
这个时候，这些都是说给我们年轻人的。
The third one.
第三戒。
Keep the Sabbath day holy. Turn cell phone off for one-third of S day, that's Saturday or Sunday, and read, pray, fellowship with God, quiet your soul.
第三戒是安息日应当是圣洁的。就是等于要他想要求我们把我们的手机关one third
of S days
就在周末的时候至少要把手机关掉三分之一的时间用这些时间来读圣经或者是祷告或者是与弟兄跟神交通
So either Saturday or Sunday but he said coming to the meeting house to church doesn't count I did my one third Sunday morning.
他说周日来聚会不算。
Really, our Christianity is a relationship with Christ. It's not coming to or doing stuff or something we subscribe to. It's a relationship.
我们的信仰不是一个做出来的事，而是我们与神的关系，不是我们做什么。一定要做什么，而是我们需要有时间跟神发展这些关系。
So this, especially this point, we really asked our son at that point, well, he didn't have a cell phone at 10, but when he did get one, that Sundays, the cell phone would stay home.
所以当时我们他当时还太小，但是之后他有了手机之后，我们就跟他要求他说，主日你的手机就待在家里，不要带来。
We were here together as a family. We are here to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Cell phone stays home.
我们来这里是跟弟兄姐妹交通，一起全家聚集，所以手机可以留在家里。
And I don't know, some of you who aren't parents, but all of you who are parents know this, that the New York State, as well as 33 other states in this nation, have implemented a no phone policy in school all day.
所以你们都知道，在我们纽约州和其他33个州，要求在学校是没有不能用手机的。
Our government is concerned that our children, our youth, are not developing relationships, friendships, knowing how to communicate one with another.
政府也同意说，现在因为手机的原因，我们的小孩没有正常的发展社交和。这些正常的友谊关系。
Thank God for that.
感谢主。
Yes, and in our families, is my face always in my cell phone so that my communication is being broken with my child and my husband?
我们也可以看一下自己在家里面，我自己在家是不是一直抱着手机，没有跟小孩子发展我和他的家庭关系。
Now this one's for the youth again.Honor your father and mother.
第四个是为着小孩的，就是要你要孝敬父母。
Don't be mad or sneaky.
不要生气，也不要偷偷的干什么东西。
Our brother hasn't forgotten his days of raising a youth. Mad or sneaky seems to be their go-to mode.
他我们的弟兄他也有小孩，他知道小孩子会怎么样。
Sin, that sin, it came to us from Adam.
这个罪是从亚当传下来的。
It's our natural tendency as a youth, as a child.
是我们从小就会有这种天性。
As parents, we need to be cognizant and check it.
所以当我们做家长的得要注意这些。
I think the world has a saying, trust but verify.
就像是世界里面有一种说法说你要信任他但是你还是得要跟他确认。
And the fifth command, Dana's fifth command to Mount's blessing or from Mount's blessing, take time to be holy, speak oft with the Lord.
第五戒是花时间来成圣，花时间来跟你的主说话。
Grab time by the neck.
抓住时间的脖子，颈项。
Again, this is something that cell phones rob from us. It's our time.
另外一个就是我们的手机确实把我们从我们身边拿走，就是我们的时间。
And this phrase, take time to be holy, speak off with the Lord, that's actually a hymn. So I'd like to close the sharing with reading the lyrics from that hymn for us.
第五戒其实是从一个
It's not in our hymn book, I'm sorry.
第五个是一个诗，其实是一首诗歌，是不在我们的那个，不在我们的诗歌本里。
Take time to be holy, speak oft with the Lord.
成圣需用功夫，定醒常祷告。
Abide in him always and feed on his word.
时常与主亲近，领受主真道。
Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak.
交结属神儿女，帮助软弱人。
Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek.
无论所做何事，莫忘求主恩。
Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Oh, sorry.
成圣需用功夫，世界虽忙碌。
Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone.
应当放下世事，单单亲近主。
By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be.
时常仰望耶稣，更效主模效。
Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness will see.
亲友见你言行，可见主形象。
Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide.
成圣需用功夫，让主领你路。
Run not before him, whatever betide or whatever happens.
不走在主前头，只随主脚步。
In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord.
无论快乐烦忧，始终跟随主。
And looking to Jesus, still trust in his word.
坚信主的话语，常仰望耶稣。
Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul.
成圣需用功夫，内心需宁静。
Each thought and each motive beneath his control.
让主前来管理意念和信心。
Thus led by the Spirit to fountains of love.
随从圣灵引领，直到爱之源。
Thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
你就配在天上。是主到永远。
Now, the final thing our brother did is he made it into a bookmark.
最后我们的弟兄当时做了一个
And gave us all a bookmark.
然后把他全当时所有的人都拿到了一个书签。
So I've made some bookmarks and they'll be on the table over there if you'd like.
所以我也做了一些书签在那边的桌子上。Which, that table?
That table. They'll be there at the end of the meeting. They're not there now.
在聚会结束之后，那里书签就会放在那个长的桌子上。
Thank you.
Yes, this is Stella's learn speaking.
Okay, just a minute. Let's get the picture. So you can begin, we can hear you.
Okay, I want to share, 我想做蒙恩的见证。
I want to share about a testimony about a blessing.
11月28号我读经读到腓立比书四章六到七节我就不读了还有腓立比书四章十九节。
So in November 28th, I was doing my reading and I read Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 and
6 to 7. And another one is chapter 4, 19.
Yes, so chapter 4, 6 to 7 and chapter 4, 19.
Yeah, 去年的年底我的 husband Danny 被安排今年一月八号做白内障手术。
So, at the end of last year, there is a surgery arranged, cataract surgery arranged for my husband, my brother Danny.
结果今年一月六号取消了这个 appointment.
But the appointment somehow got canceled.
后来才知道是神拦阻了。
Then we found out that it was God's doing.
因为天气转冷了Danny 的血压会降低并且会晕倒。
Because as the temperature drops, the blood pressure of my husband also drops and he often faints.
在那段时间有好几次他都是这样子。
And during that time, multiple times, he fainted.
因为天气后来神奇妙的安排在五月份做白内障的激光手术。
So through God's wonderful arrangement, the surgery got pushed to May.
是激光的雷射。
Oh, so it's a laser surgery.
第二天，当他做完以后，第二天拆了眼罩，他的眼睛就看得很清楚。
And starting on the second day, once they remove the eye covering, he was able to see very clearly.
Yeah, 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我也要做这个手术，可是我很容易流汗的。体质不适宜在夏天做这个手术。
So I also should get this surgery, but because I sweat very easily, it's not recommended for me to do it in the summer.
就安排在秋凉以后再做。
So we scheduled it to be in the fall when it's cooler.
在这段时间之内，不单只是我们自己祷告仰望神。
And during that time, not only us were praying to the Lord about this.
还有几位弟兄姊妹也为我祷告。
There were several brothers and sisters also praying for me on this matter.
很多人觉得 Danny 做得好，劝我也给 Danny 的医生做。
Many people told me because for Danny it was very, very smooth.Process, so many people recommended me to just go to the same doctor.
可是他是在 Flushing 的市中心做。
At that time, he had his laser surgery in the center of Flushing.
交通很不方便。
The traffic was not easy to handle there.
我里面很清楚的对我说，对 Danny 好，不一定是对我好。
So I heard a very clear voice saying, what's good for Danny might not be the best for me.
在九月初我去了我家附近的医生那里去检查。
So beginning of September, I went to the doctor nearby my house.
当时我问那个医生我能不能做雷射。
I asked the doctor at that time, can I also do a laser?
他说他不做。
He said he doesn't do laser surgery.
如果我要做的话，要去 Manhattan 的医院做。
if I want to do a laser one, he will send me to Manhattan to do it.
当检查完了，我医生告诉我，我不单只是白内障，还有青光眼。
After the doctor examined me, the doctor said it's not just the cataract, it's also glaucoma. Oh, glaucoma.
然后他要请那个青光眼的医生进来检查。
So that also requires a specialist.
当时我想可能我要去找另外一个医生 second opinion.
So I thought I have to go to a different doctor, a different location.
我在那边默默地祷告求主开路。
So then I was silently praying that the Lord may open his way.
后来那个青光眼的医生推门进来。
And when the specialist walked into the room,
我一见他里面就有平安。
As soon as I saw him or her, I felt peace.
当他检查完了以后，他向他的助理说他可以帮我做白内障。
So after he examined me, he told his assistant, I can do both surgery.
我就连忙问他是否青光眼和白内障都是由他来做。
So I asked him to verify you can do everything for me.
他说是的。
He said yes.
我里面就更有平安了，感谢主。
So I felt even more peaceful inside me.
神要试炼我依靠他的心。
The Lord wanted to teach me a heart that relies on him.
手术安排在10月20号做右眼。
So the surgery was scheduled on October 20th for my right eye.
11月3号做左眼。
And left eye is on November 3rd.
结果10月16号告诉我医生有事要延迟一个礼拜。
On the 16th of October, they said the scheduling, the doctor is busy and they have to push everything a week back.
当时我顺服的接受了。
So then I obediently accepted.
在10月27号的前三天。
So 3 days before my actual surgery.
礼拜五的早上9点多接到医院的电话说可能还要再延后。
That Friday morning we heard from the doctor from the hospital that they're going to push it again.
因为手术的批准还没有收到。
Because they did not get the permission to perform this surgery yet.
他叫我等他的电话。
So they told me to just wait for his phone call.
我打电话去保险公司才知道他们是在前一天才去申请，需要3天的时间。
So when I called my insurance company, I found out that the hospital only submitted this the day before, and it needs 3 days for the whole process to go through.
12点又来电话。
On the same day at noon, I got another call.
他说如果到3点钟还没有批下来的话，一定要延后一个星期。
They said if you don't get a call from us by 3 p.m., then we are going to push your surgery back another week.
当时我的声音开始很大声，跟很烦躁。
Then I noticed I was starting to raise my voice and I was starting to feel annoyed.
其实不关他的事，他只是传话的人。
Actually, it has nothing to do with the person on the phone with me. The person was just delivering a message.
2:45.
At 2:45.
他又打电话来。
PM, the person called me again.
他说批下来了。
And he said it went through.
我当时冲口而出说感谢主。
Then I just couldn't help but say thank the Lord.
他说是的，真是要感谢主。
Then the person said, yes, indeed, thank the Lord.
他与我说完话以后就把电话挂掉。
After that, the person hung up the phone.
我很懊恼。
Then I felt really bad.
自己失败的见证。
I had a failed testimony.
之前与他很大声的争论。
Because I yelled at this person on the phone call previously.
所以我就对主说，主啊，赦免我。
So I told the Lord, Lord, please forgive me.
10月27号，我做了有右眼。
So the surgery went as scheduled on October
27th. 11月3号，继续做左眼。
And my left eye also started on November 3rd.
当除了那个眼罩以后，看远处很清楚。
Once they removed the eye covering, I was able to see clearly for far distance.
可是如果我读书的话，就要配另外一副眼镜。
But I need reading glasses if I want to read.
配眼镜的时候，那个医生也，那个电眼师也是医生来的。
So I went to get a reading pair of glasses. The person who helped me is also a doctor.
他说很好。
He said everything is good.
我的眼睛是20/20。
My eyes are 20/20.
现在配了眼镜，读书也看得很清楚。
Now with my reading glasses, I can read very clearly.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不单使我在神面前蒙恩，也在人的面前蒙恩。
That I have received blessing not just before the Lord, but also before men.
特别是在弟兄姊妹中间。
Especially among the brothers and sisters.
因为为我们祷告、照顾、交通的接送。
For those who prayed for us, who took care of us, and also the transportation.
然后这个圣经说在坐在这小子身上的就是坐在主的身上。
As the Bible said, anything you do unto the little ones is also doing it on, you're also doing it unto the Lord.
Yeah, 愿谢谢弟兄姊妹的爱心的服侍。
So I want to thank all the love and service from our brothers and sisters.
愿神自己亲自的报答你们。
May the Lord remember all your doings.
愿荣耀归于神。
And may glory be to our God.
我就停在这里。
And I will end here.
English. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
My name is Richard Wu.
我名字是这个吴慧言弟兄。
I like to do some testimony about how to learn what the Lord's will is.
我要见证就是我们如何知道神的这个旨意。
And through my job change experience.
就是在我工作这个换工作的这个经历上面。
I will start like the verse in the Bible.
我要来第一次念一处圣经。
Ephesians 5:17.
以弗所书第五章十七节。
Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what Lord's will is.
因此不要做糊涂人，要明白什么是主的旨意。
I've been meeting here about 25 years.
我在这里聚会已经有25年了。
And I think about the love of the Lord demonstrated on myself.
我想到主对我身上他的爱。
And I really feel short.
我是觉得有点不配。
And then such a sinner like me, I was saved by amazing grace.
我是何等的罪人，但是我这个蒙了他的恩典能够得救。
But in many instances, I really do not seeking the Lord's will.
但是很多时候我并没有去寻求神的旨意。
And then I just do by my own will.
我用我的旨意来行事。
And as the age getting older,
甚至我年纪渐长,
and I pray to the Lord, what you want to teach me?
我就向神祷告说, 在这世上你要,
So in the August 18, was on Monday morning this year.
October.
August.
Oh, 在今年的8月18号,
I have a prayer to inform the Lord. When I realized that my job situation get something going to be changed.
我就向主祷告，就说我这工作上面可能需要一些变更。
But if the Lord's not willing or without confirmation from the Lord, I dare not to do anything.
但是这次我就说，如果没有从神来的这个确认的应允，我不会去做什么事情。
So my prayer is, Lord, I know there's a job opening.
我向主的祷告就是说，主，我知道有一个这个工作的机会。
But I don't know who is the manager, and I don't know what the manager's name gonna be someone on this floor.
我向主说，我不知道这个主管的这个名是谁，他的名字是什么。
So I couldn't connect by looking at the job description, I couldn't connect the manager and the position.
我在这个工作机会的这个信息上面，我不能把这个工作的职位跟这个主管的名字连在一起。
So I pray to the Lord, says, if it is your will, please give me confirmation.
但是这个时候我就向主祷告说，如果这是从你旨意来的，你给我一个这个确据。
And if someone will let me know the person is the name on the as a hiring manager match with the person sitting near me.
那我的祷告就是说，这个工作机会上面的这个主管的名字，就是坐在我旁边的那个人的名字。
And through the job description, I know the individual name is, the person is David.
那这个在工作机会上面这个信息上面说，这个主管的名字叫做David。
And I don't know who is David.
但是我不知道我周围有谁叫David。
And when I sit down on my desk,
但是当我坐下来的时候，
Suddenly I saw someone stop by.
我突然看到有一个人过来。
And then call another person sitting next row to me.
他正在跟坐在我旁边的一位同事来说话。
And what he says, good morning, David.
那他那个同事就跟他说，David早安。
Oh wow, I realized that David is that person.
那我就知道说，是的，这个David就是那个人。And
this reflect what I prayed for.
那这里就印证说我所祷告的。Praise
the Lord.
赞美主。
And I start to apply the job since the Lord gave me confirmation already.
那个主给我这个印证，那我就开始来应征这个工作。
Pretty smoothly, I talked to the manager David.
这个很顺利的，我就跟这个David来讲话。
And it's the first time I met with him.
这是我第一次见到他。
And he says, why don't you send me a resume?
那他就说，你把你的履历来送给我。
And I sent to him.
我就送给他。
And he arranged the next day meeting with three of individuals in his team.
那他就隔一天，他就在他那个组里面三个人就来跟我来应征。
And then after the interview, everything went very well.
这个应聘的时候，之后呢，这个经过都很顺利。
Praise for the Lord.
我要赞美主。
And eventually they gave me offer right a week after.
那在就在一个这个应聘一个礼拜之后，他们就要聘我。
And they like me start as soon as possible.
他们要我这个能够立刻就开始。
But unfortunately, my old group says we still have something to do. You have to stay here until beginning of November.
那我当时我那个职位，这个老板就说我们还有事情没有做完的，所以你必须要留到这个十一月。
And then my old manager also tried to persuade me to stay in that group.
那个时候我那个旧的老板他也要叫我是不是能够留在他们的组里面。
But I know that's the Lord's will.
但是我知道这个新的位置是从主的旨意来。
And I accept the offer.
我已经接受了这个新的位置。
And then I started on November 3rd this year.
那我就11月3号就开始了这个新的位置工作。
It is really the Lord leading my way.
这我就亲自见到说，这是主来引领我这个路。
It's not about my capability. It is really Lord's mercy and amazing love.
这个不是因为我的能力，这是因为他的怜悯，还有他这个奇妙的爱。
As the Psalm 121 verse 8 says,
就像诗篇121篇第八节所说的,
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从现在直到永远。
Now and forevermore.
从现在直到永远。
Praise the Lord.
我要赞美主。
And then when I get this job, I started working right now.
当我到这个新的工作上面，那我就开始工作。
But reflect back to the middle of September.
Middle of September. 那我就回想那个开始的时候，那个九月中的时候。
But there's a bigger group of layoff in my old group.
那我就想到说，在那个时候，有一个在我旧的组那里有很多人被下岗。So
there's many people just let go. We are really shocked.
那个很多职位都没有了，那我那时候就很惊讶。
And then not only middle of September, it's sort of wave by wave.
但不是只有九月中，它是一波一波的。
Now I just mentioned to my wife, so we can see the certain name that's cut off in the last week as well.
那我就跟我的姊妹说，就在上个礼拜的时候，我们知道的名字就有人被撤掉。It
is really Lord's protection and guidance.
这个神在工作上面，他保护我，他引领我。Now
how I'm doing right now in the new group?
那我现在在我新的这个工作位置上面，我做的怎么样呢？
It's amazing. This the technology I use is the technology I used 6 years ago when I worked in the Long Island this company there.
这个我现在用的这个技术，就是我6年前在长岛上面工作的时候我所用的技术。
If someone work with IT, you know there's a microservices.
如果我们是在这个 IT 这个领域工作的话，我们就知道有一个
microservices, which is a component.
叫 microservices, yeah.
So it is such an amazing technology that I really used to work and I love to work.
这个技术是我所喜欢的，我也喜欢用这个技术。
It is really, at the beginning, I don't know what that group does doing, and I don't know what technology they use. I have no idea at all.
一开始的时候，我不晓得这个新的组他们用的是什么技术。
And it turns out that's exactly what I want to do.
这个就是我所喜欢，我想要做的东西。
And the dealing with the fixed income, mortgage backed security, and some individual work that way as well, among us.
就是他的领域是做一些trading,
not
是交易的东西。
Yes. So really praise the Lord is provide me such an amazing job position for me within the same company.
我感谢主，能够为我预备这么一个我喜欢美好的一个工作。
And then let me learn more trust in Him and also understand the Lord's will.
我就学习到我怎么来信靠主。 我怎么知道什么是神的旨意？
So let me finish with the verse with Hebrew 11.
我接触要交通另外一个经典，希伯来书11章6节。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
没有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
因为来到神面前的人必须信神存在，并且信他会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
Praise to the Lord.
我们啊，阿门，赞美主。
These two brothers and sisters, my name is Judy.
弟兄姐妹们平安，我的名字叫 Judy.
After 41 years, continue working in New York, and I finally retired early September.
我在纽约工作了41年，终于在41年之后，我9月份退休了。
I was so ready and exciting about this.
我已经准备了好久，特别兴奋可以退休了。
No more alarm clock, no more meeting, every day is a holiday.
早上没有闹钟了，没有会议了，每天都好像是要过节一样。
But first thing first, I make all the appointments for all the routine checkup before my company insurance run out.
但在退休之前，我就先确认去医生那里做所有的检查，因为我马上保险快没了。
So the first day of my retirement, the first doctor I went to see is the eye doctor.
所以第一天我就先去看了眼科医生。
So to my surprise, he told me my right eye, the retina detached.
他当时就惊讶我的是，他告诉我的右眼的
视网膜
脱落了。
But you know, I have no idea how serious it was.
我当时完全没有意识到这有多严重。
He sent me right away to a specialist.
他马上把我送到一个专家那里。
So the specialist told me your retina detached to the center.
他说。当时那个专家说我的视网膜脱到了中部
，which was the worst situation，
就是最坏的情况。
So right away he arranged the emergency operation surgery。
他当时就紧急的给我安排了手术。
I was in total shock。
我当时完全惊讶到了。
I have no symptom， no likely nothing，
没有任何的症状，什么都没有。
And so 1, 2, 3, you know, went through the surgery.
就像一二三一样就过了，就开始手术就做完了。
But right away, I knew God knew this before I knew.
然后之后我就意识到，其实神在我意识到之前，他早就知道这件事。
Because God never fail.
因为
for He is God.
因为神他从不失败，因为他是神，他不误事。
He cannot come with this perfect timing.
因为这个时间实在是太完美了。
I already planned a trip to West Coast for hiking in a few days.
当时我之前已经计划好要去西岸去爬山。
And I could, if this did not cause in time, I could be blind on the plane before I reach.The destination.
因为如果这个在我去之前没有被发现的话，我在飞机上因为压力的事，可能我右眼就会瞎了。
And not only that, I have no time. I don't even know who's the surgeon.
而且我根本没有时间，我也不知道任何眼科医生。
So the Lord arranged the surgeon, the surgery, the massage bed.
所以主他帮我安排了做手术的医生手术，然后还有帮我做康复的。
Yeah, because I have to face down, totally face down after the surgery, so I need a massage bed.
他有一个康复的床，因为手术做完之后，我一直要必须面朝下，所以一定要有一个那种按摩床，是有一个洞可以把脸放在里面的。
And all the angels around me, and for all the food, all the everything that I need for, 好像神也, God arranged everything.
神也安排了所有我在身边, 像天使一样的人, 也我的所有的供应, 食物, 这些全部都, 神都帮我安排好了。
So when I seek in front of the Lord, I pray.
当我寻求神, 我在他面前的时候, 我就跟他祷告。
You know, for many people heard about this news, they all feel so sorry for me.
当很多人听到这个事情的时候, 他们都好像对我感觉到很抱歉。
Because this is such an unfortunate event.
感觉这是一个非常 不幸的事。
But as a Christian, we know nothing happened to us is a random act.
但是我们基督徒知道我们身上发生的事情都不是随便发生的。
So God has the deep spiritual meaning behind it.
神在他的美意里面有他圣灵的旨意。
So the first thing came to me is fear God.
当时我, 第一个学到的事情就是敬畏神。
It's not a terror that I fear God, but to see how powerful, how almighty God he is.
不是因为, 害怕而去敬畏神, 而是看到他有多有能力, 看到他的大能, 我们来敬畏神。
He's the maker of the heaven and earth.
他造了天地。
And he's a creator, and all of us on his creation.
我们都是他的, 受造物。
I praise the Lord because I'm fearfully, wonderfully made.
感谢主, 因为我是, fearfully, wonderfully made. 奇妙的受造。
We have every organ in our body is connected together.
体内所有的内脏都连接在一起。
Even two eyes, not one eye, two eyes, so we can see balancedly and then 365 degrees.
他还给了我们两只眼睛, 所以我们两眼睛可以平衡来看东西。
And I realized I took so many things for granted.
我发现我其实很多东西都觉得理所当然了。
I thought I have the ability to handle many things on my own.
我以为我很有能力可以自己照顾自己很多事情。
But Lord really opened my spiritual eye, see how almighty and this wonderful God.
神却开了我属灵的眼睛, 让我看到了这大能大而可畏的神。
Amazingly, this wonderful God wants to have a relationship with me.
而且惊异的是这位伟大的神却想要跟我们有关系。
Who am I?
我是谁?
That he worth his love and caring.
他却愿意, 爱我们照顾我们。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
The second thing is completely trusting him.
我当时学到第二件事情就是完全的信靠他。
For after the surgery for 4 weeks, for a month, I couldn't see anything.
在手术之后四周就近一个月的时间我什么都不能看。
Then to say I have complete peace, I have no fear, I have no worry is a lie.
当时如果我说我完全平安可能我就在撒谎了。
But every time I was scared or worried or doubting.
但是当我每一次害怕或者是质疑的时候,
the Lord always used him, used a word, used somebody to comfort me.
主总会, 要么用诗歌, 要么用他的话语, 或者是某个弟兄姐妹来安慰我。
He is my refuge, is my fortress, he is my God who I trust.
他是我的安, 避难所, 他是我的堡垒, 他是我可以信靠的神。
And for starting the fifth week, I start to have some vision back.
从第五周开始, 我渐渐地开始视力恢复。
And many people worry about me because they know I was so active, so busy, what am I going to do for all those times at home?
当时很多人都担心我, 因为我一般都是一个非常, 爱忙的人, 他们担心我那休息休养那段时间我要怎么办。
But I completely rest in his arm.
但是我当时觉得我是完完全全的安息在主的怀抱里。
I have such a peace, I don't have to do anything.
我的心里很平安，我知道我不需要做任何事情。
God provide everything that I need.
神呢，供应了我所需的一切。
I was just so amazed, and then His love, His caring, He's touched my heart. He's not only opened my physical eye, also my spiritual eye.
我实在很惊奇，神对我的爱，他不仅开了我的肉体的眼睛，也开了我属灵的眼睛。
And thank you for all the brothers and sisters. I know you will pray for me.
And 我也谢谢在这里的弟兄姐妹，我知道你们都有为我祷告。
My eyesight was fully recovered last Sunday, November 30.
在上周主日，我的眼睛已经完全好了。
And the last thing I want to share.
最后一件事情我想分享。
I left here about 6-7 years ago.
我在这个聚会离开已经大概6-7年。
I went to a church and then near my house.
我去了一个在我家附近的聚会。
That church has a slogan.
那个教会有它的一个称号，口号，标语。
Church is not the place you go to, but the home you belong to.
他说教会不是一个你去的地方，而是你所属的家。
And every time I look at that sign, I wonder myself.
我每次看到这个标记的时候，我都会在想。
And Lord, is this the home I belong to?
我就问主，这是我所属的家吗？
I miss the brothers and sisters meeting here.
我很想念CBM 的弟兄姐妹。
And thank the Lord, you brought me back home.
感谢主，他把我带回家了。
All the glories to our God.
所有荣耀归于神。
Thank you.
Amen.
We have a few more minutes. And if somebody else is feeling led to share, please come on up.
Sorry, I literally thought I couldn't make it today.
我没有报名，因为我以为今天来不了。
This is dear brothers and sisters, this testimony long time due. I hate to speak in public, but I know it's not about me, but amazing work God has done on me.
我这个见证应该很早以前就分享了，因为但是我很害怕在大家面前讲话，所以我但是我知道我还是得要上来见证。
Shin.
我的名字叫 Shin。
Before I start, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my spiritual background.
在分享之前，我想跟大家说一下我属灵的光景。
I became a Christian when I was about 13 years old, when I was still living in China.
我在13岁的时候，在中国的时候就成了基督徒。
At the time, because my mom was saved, and very naturally, I started going to church with my mom, and eventually got saved too.
那个时候我妈妈已经是基督徒，所以我当时还小，所以我就跟妈妈一起去聚会，然后渐渐的我就也信了。
So over the years, I have been going to church on a regular basis. I would pray whenever I was in the middle of life struggles.
所以成长的过程，我几乎都有很按时的，就是正常的去聚会。然后我人生如果碰到任何问题的时候，我都有祷告。
I read the Bible sometimes, you know, but I haven't read through it for even once.
我有时候会读圣经，但是我没有从头到尾没有读通过一次。
I rarely fellowship within the body.
我也很少在身体里面跟大家有交通。
I was like some people would call, you know, second generation Christians.
我好像就是第二代基督徒一样。
Or Sunday Christians.
或者是周日基督徒。
Like a lot of people, my life journey was a bumpy one, being challenged here and there, but full of God's mercies.
像很多人，我的这一路走过来，我一生也有很多起起伏伏。
Overall, my life had been on very quick track. I always declare my gratitude to God.
但是总的来说，我的人生还是不错，所以我都会跟神说感谢的话。
But I know deep in my heart, like a part of me was being a little bit complacent.
但是我内心里面知道，我其实有一部分其实是没有任何成长的。
Which is think it got to be me being, you know, smart with my life decisions, or I made perfect plans to achieve my life goals.
好像我只需要神让我生活过得好，做好的决定，我日子过好了，好像就够了。
So in retrospect, I was even realizing back then that I was tempted by pride, and my heart was in the world, and I was driven by so many worldly desires.
我现在回顾我的那一段人生，好像我整个过程都是像是因为自己的自傲，在世界里面有很多想抓的东西。
Sometimes I even question, even you know, if God was real.
有时候我可能会有想法说神是不是真的。
I could feel my heart was so away from God, and because a lot of times I just felt so depressed, miserable, and anxious, even though, you know, I was living such a comfortable life.
有时候我会觉得我的心会开始焦躁，会不安，会尽管说我其实我的生活是一个很平静、很好的生活。
I felt a calling from God to be closer to Him, but I didn't know how.
我感觉神在呼召我说让我跟他更亲近，但是我不知道怎么亲近他。
And then God started doing His work September of last year.
然后神就开始做他的工，在去年的九月份的时候。
When I started having several health issues, when
当时我的房子就出了很多事。
Health issues.
Oh, oh, oh. 身体健康就出了很多事。
One of which will need a 5-hour surgery.
一个是需要一个五小时的手术。
So it was like I opened a Pandora box, like one issue after another.
好像就是我开了潘多拉的盒子一样，就是一个事情接着一个事情。
My whole world was downward spiral. Everything seemed to be out of control.
我感觉我整个世界就一直在往下滑，所有的事情都开始变得特别的负面。
To be honest, I'm the kind of person who loves routines, who is used to be, you know, in control of everything.
我这个人是比较适应有每天有规律的过日子。
Who is used to be in control of everything.
然后我会想所有的事情都可以有掌控。
So what happened really turned my world upside down, and you know, with everything in the air, it's all over the place.
所以当时因为我身体的原因，好像一切都是不安定因素，所有的东西都是不确定的。
I have several panic attacks.
然后我就开始有经历心悸。
I was like mentally and physically crushed at the time.
当时我觉得我的头脑和整个生理上面的都感觉好像被压迫。
I was under extreme stress and fear about my future, my health, and how to take care of my family when everything was happening.
然后我就感觉很无限大的压力，感觉我不知道怎么去面对生活，怎么去照顾我的家庭。
I started questioning God, why did He put me through this if He really loves me?
然后我就开始怀疑神，为什么你要让我经历这些？如果你是真的爱我的话，为什么要让我经历这些？
It was the darkest time of my life.
我感觉那是我生命中最黑暗的时光。
But looking back, it was also a time God wanted, you know, to teach me to let go and trust Him fully.
现在回想看，我才知道是神想让我放手，他想教我新的东西。
So what was so amazing was God spoke to me immediately that Sunday right after I found out my diagnosis.
在最新奇的就是在我 知道我的生病的消息之后的那一周，主日神就对我说话了。
When here at our church, started the message of God's love.
我们当时我们在我们教会开始交通神的爱的这个主题。
Brother Dana was sharing the message that day.
那一天第一次交通这个神的爱的主题，那一天是 Dana 弟兄在交通。
He talked about when Christian is going through a season of wilderness.Because he was led by God.
他当时交通说，有些时候基督徒会经历过旷野的时期，但是这个时期是神带你进入这个时期。
To show them the crossing standing in the wilderness.
To show them
the cross standing in the wilderness.
让你们可以经历在旷野中的十字架。
To perfect his children.
去磨练完美他的孩子。
And a few weeks later, after the Sunday, I was also so touched by a verse Brother Maurice shared during his message.
几周之后，我也被Maurice 弟兄分享的一个经节而摸着。
From Hosea, verse 2:14.Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her.
在何西阿，
2:14。
在何西阿第二章第十四节说，后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。
So God never not loved me.
神其实从来没有不爱我。
It's just he wanted to speak to me.
但是他想对我说话。
Both he and I knew I wouldn't listen if I wasn't led into the wilderness.
我们都知道，如果我不被带到旷野，我是听不到他的话的。
So the following month was a chaos, but also a living testimony.
在那之后的那一个月，好像一切都是特别混乱的，但是也是我的见证。
The following month is like last a long time, several months.
之后那几个月
，God sent so many brothers and sisters to help.
神派遣了很多弟兄姐妹来帮助我。
So I wouldn't put the names, but you know who you are.
我不会一一点名。
There wasn't one time I called them and they didn't pick up phone, just you know to pray with me or just to hear me rant it out or just cry.
不止一次，我都有打电话给他们，他们都会接电话，然后听我抱怨或者是跟我一起祷告。
There was a sister who wrote me long emails, you know, to encourage me to answer my spiritual questions.Or to help me sort out my emotional issues.
也有姐妹跟我发非常长的电邮来激励我，也让我更加意识到我属灵上面所需要面对的事情。
And there's a sister who went to the doctor's office with me when my husband and my brother couldn't take the day off from work. You know, only because she knew I was so mentally vulnerable to go there.You know myself to do all the tests and scans.
当我丈夫工作不能请假的时候，也有姐妹知道，因为知道我当时的光景，也是愿意带我跟我一起去医院一起检查。
Or their sister who you know came to help me pick my daughter up from school when I couldn't be back home on time from my doctor's appointments.
或者是当我因为医院的事情不能及时的去学校去接我女儿，也有姐妹愿意帮我做这些事情。
There was a sister who offered to cook for my family after you know the days after my surgery.
也有姐妹她们愿意在我手术之后为我们全家都可以供应食物。
There was so much love from the body. I knew the love was not because who I am, but because of God.
我感觉到神肢体里面丰丰满满的爱，我也知道不是这个爱不是因为我，而是因为我们的主。
So long story short, my surgery went very well, and I have fully recovered, healthy and back to myself.
长话短说，我的手术非常成功，我现在已经完全恢复，我现在已经恢复到以前了。
So So looking back, last year was a struggle, but was also such a blessing.
所以看去年感觉像是一些很多的挑战，但是也是神的祝福。
The whole time I could feel God was with me and feeding me.
我这一整个过程我都可以感觉到神与我同在，也喂养我。
I started reading through the Bible for the very first time.
我开始读圣经了。
I never got so much closer within the body than ever.
我也第一次觉得这么亲近主的肢体。
I started fellowshipping.
我开始与弟兄姐妹有交通。
I learned that I can never let go and I can never fully trust him if I don't let go.
我学到如果我不放下我自己所掌控的东西，我是没有完完全全可能完完全全的去依靠我们的。
So if you are somehow also experiencing a hard time,
如果你们也在经历一些困难的事
，like Brother Dana shared, it's only a season, it will pass.
像我们的弟兄分享一样，这只是一个一短暂的季节，它会过去。
Don't be afraid.
不需要惧怕。
God has purpose for you.
神的有他的旨意。
So I'm ending with a verse that sister used to encourage me, and I'd like to share with everyone else here too.
我最后结束是用一个姐妹来激励我的经
济。Isaiah 50:10.
在以赛亚书50:10.
Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him who walk in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
以赛亚书50:10. 第10节，你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华、听从他仆人之话的？这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当倚靠耶和华的名，依赖自己的神。
Thank you.
Amen. Such amazing testimonies.
Amen. 这是多么这个奇妙的一些见证。
Thank you those who shared, and we let's offer a prayer of thanks to our Lord.
我们感谢那这个交上来就做见证的弟兄姊妹，我们一起有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these testimonies of your goodness.
我们感谢我们听到这个。你这个主美好的这些弟兄姐妹的见证。
As we hear these severe health issues that sisters have gone through, and you have been there for them and brought them healing.
我们听到我们姊妹她经历了这么严重身体的这个软弱，但是你怎么样来医治她。
And even more encouraging, Lord, that you accomplish wonderful things through these hardships in their relationship with you.
但是我们经历这个难处的时候你能够能够这个重新恢复这些跟你的这个关系。
We want to take this encouragement, these examples, Lord, and trust you fully, each one of us.
我们要这个给我们这些激励我们要听到这些，我们要每一位弟兄姊妹要我们要来信靠你。
We thank you for leading us in all matters as we seek your face for work, for provision, for our families, for our children.
当当我们寻找工作我们家里需要供应的时候我们要来信靠。
Lord, we're reminded that we have a role as we guide our children and grandchildren, Lord, in the relationship with you.
我们也想到我们有小孩，我们有这个孙辈我们要怎么样来引领他们。
So help us to do what Dana suggested a couple years ago.
但愿这个电拉弟兄两年前他交通的。
To encourage one another and to encourage young ones to have fellowship with you.
能够激励我们跟我们或是我们的这个年轻的一代能够跟你有一些有一起有美好的交通。
Lord, we want to declare that relationship with you is worth more than anything.
这个跟你的关系这个是要胜过所有其他的事情。
We thank you, Lord, for the sharing that you gave us today.
我们感谢你啊，今天我们所有听到的所有见证的交通。
We commit ourselves to you.
我们把我们自己交托在你手里。
Pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. We'll dismiss.